So you guys had a tough 3-game skid at the Cream City Classic. How important was this win to try to get the momentum back? I know you started 4-1. So how important is this win going forward?
It's very important because it's just to get back to playing the way that we know we can play. Obviously we didn't have a great stretch out there in Milwaukee. Not that I'm saying I wouldn't go back there, but no time soon. But it was a tough sledding out there. But it was just nice to get back, into the gym, get close to home, and obviously get a victory. I said to guys before the game started, I said the one thing that's interesting between basketball and football, we don't have to wait a week to get back on the court. So we get a chance to get that taste out of our mouths, and it was nice to be able to get the win.
What impressed you or disappointed you about your performance defensively tonight?
That again, I couldn't hear you, sorry.
What impressed you or disappointed you about your performance defensively tonight?
Well, I thought we allowed them to play a little bit too much one-on-one. And we didn't do a great job of helping each other early in those situations and just trying to figure out when we should go and help and when we should let them go. And then guys just needed to do a better job of actually guarding the ball one-on-one better. You got to credit them. They have some pretty talented guys out there that can go and get some baskets. So especially the kid Miner inside, he's tough. So, which we knew that going into it. So we were ready to double if we needed to, and we tried to let guys have a little chance to guard one-on-one. But if that was the one thing I thought tonight we needed to do a better job of, that was it.
And you guys, oh, sorry.
It's up to you.
You guys were very efficient from the field, especially the perimeter in the second half. What adjustments to the offense did you make at halftime?
Well, we just talked about trying to get the ball into the paint. It was whether it was the pass or the dribble. We felt that obviously their big is pretty good inside, but we felt that we had some guys that were pretty good at the basket too. So we wanted to either get it in with the pass or get it in with the dribble. Which in some cases, the way their zone is set up, they could get their hands on a lot of balls and get turnovers. So you had to be smart about how you do it. So getting the ball to the foul line and then attacking from there is just the best way you can do it against them, whether it's with the dribble or the pass to get more to the basket area.
This was clearly like a really important game for Merrimack. There's a lot of energy in the big atmosphere. Like, how did you prepare for that? And then how did you handle that challenge throughout the game?
It was, you know what? I thought our guys were excited. Nothing against Milwaukee, but it was nice to have some fans in the gym, either way. So, they brought some energy. So I think that helps a little bit when you're playing this game. If you got some energy, some crowd, whether they're for you or against you, just give you some energy. So it was good in that regard. So for the week, I think our guys were just excited to get back in the gym and get back on the court to play a game. So it was fun in that regard.
And you guys have a very deep and versatile team. How much do you see that play out in like the second? How much do you think that like contributed to the win, especially in the later parts of each half, is when you really went
Well,
on?
as you obviously you touched to it, we have a pretty deep team, and there are a lot of guys on this team that can play a lot of minutes. So just trying to push the right buttons and see who's clicking with who each game is always a challenge. But for instance, you had Otto, who's a freshman who came in and played some significant minutes in the second half, having not played all game. He got in the second half and helped us for a few minutes and gave us an energy boost. So that's the trademark of our team. We're pretty deep, and it's nice when Nevin got that fourth foul that between Malcolm and Otto and even Nico, who hasn't gotten a court tongue yet, but you feel like you have enough guys to put out there.
Obviously no Coach Jones tonight. Like as like assistant coaches, like how do you handle the absence of him? Like, is there kind of like a system of like next man up with the assistant coaches, or is it kind of like more by committee?
Well, I will tell you this. Coach Jones is our leader, and he gives us confidence throughout the whole year. So every practice, he gets us involved with what we're doing. So we know what we're supposed to do. We're basically just an extension of him. So it's what you see the Terriers do is all about what Coach Jones and the staff and the support staff, everybody does every day. So there's nothing you have to worry about going into these type of games if one of us is not here. And obviously that's including our leader, you know, because he's already put us in position to just do the things that we work on every day. And we have an older group. We have some older guys, you know, we have some older guys that have been around and, you know, they know what's expected of them. So that also helps, you know, they know what coach would, what he'd be saying in certain situations. They know what he would want in certain situations. So that just helps the whole thing work because everybody's on the same page.
How do you and Coach Jones, like, how is your coaching style different, especially when you're on the court in during games?
Maybe I'm a little quieter. I don't know. Some people might say yes. Some people might say no. I don't know. I think I'm pretty laid back in that regard. We both have passion for the game, but he's, you know, he can be a little bit more into you a little bit in that regard. You know, I'm kind of a little bit more laid back. But for the most part, it's all still trying to get the same message across. Play hard, play intense, play with some passion and have fun. You know, bottom line is I want guys having fun when they play. Like, you know, this is college hoops, you know, have some fun, you know.
I noticed that your offense, like, it appeared like it was really focused on ball movement instead of like kind of creating off the dribble. Was that the plan going in, or was that kind of like an adjustment to what Merrimack was doing or anything else during the game?
Well, you know, between Coach Jones, Coach Quinn runs our offense. And so, yeah, that was one of the things, is trying to get them to be a little bit more aggressive, getting the ball in there, attacking early. So they didn't get, you know, you're trying to play against that zone. So you wanted to try to get some early opportunities, you know, like I talked about earlier with the dribble and the pass into the paint. We just felt like if we can get the ball in there, then we can do some damage because of the guys we had. And we also wanted to emphasize offensive rebounding, which was one of the things. So we wanted to kind of flood the paint if we could. So we give ourselves second and third opportunities if we didn't score. So, yeah. And so Coach Quinn runs that a lot as far as getting our guys ready to move the ball and to attack off the bounce.
I guess just like off of that.
You can go.
Just like off of that, like, do you feel like you guys made a lot more threes tonight than you did in Milwaukee? Like, do you feel like getting into the paint early and just like getting there in general just helps with like just making more threes?
Inside out. We wanted to play inside out. As you saw, I thought a couple times, you know, Jonas got hot, and then we had a couple times where the ball went into the paint. Then we kicked it right back out, and I think Walt hit his first three maybe. Just that type of offense compared to, you know, I just thought Milwaukee, we were just unlucky in some shots, you know, whereas sometimes when you see the ball go through the net, it really helps you mentally in a lot of ways, which unfortunately that's, you don't want to be able to say that. You want to be able to still defend and play at a high level, but when you don't see the ball go through the rim on a consistent basis, it does kind of wear on you a little bit. Especially shots that you practice every day, you know, and you make them for the most part. We had been making them before Milwaukee, so it was nice to be able to get some of those shots to drop to me.
And did you guys game plan for this kind of full court zone press defense?
Yes, we, you know, Coach Jones, Coach Quinn, Coach Bean, yeah, we prepare our guys as far as what they're looking to do with that pressure and how we're going to break it. And for the most part, you want to be aggressive in that regard, you know, because what they want to do is they want to take time off the clock with that a little bit, and then they fall into their zone. And now executing against the zone, you have to go at a faster pace, and it's a little harder because then you can turn it over because you have less time to get the shot you want.
Obviously this is a great win, but like, where do you guys feel like you can still improve? Like, what's like the kind of big
all areas? All areas, man. All areas. We still need to get better defending. We need to get better rebounding. We gave up two back-to-back transition offensive layups in transition when they got layups, which we practice and we talk about that all the time. So there's a lot more we need to work on to get better at. You know, as we get ready to go out to South Bend next week and then against the Fighting Irish and then going on from there. So It's all trying to, it's all about getting better every day and learning from good and bad. You know, we learned from Milwaukee, which wasn't so good. And we won today, and we'll still learn from things today that we need to get better at. So as we get to league play in January, we feel like, you know, we're ready to go. You guys good?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good.
All right, man. It's a Friday night. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you, Coach.
Be safe out there, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.